Just a couple of halachot on the laws of Birkat HaLebana. There is always a question when the people go out to make Birkat HaLebana and they see a thin cloud over the Levana. And they're always questioning, can we make it? Can we make it? It's not talking about where it's totally covered. You can see the moon. Just like a thin film of a cloud. It is clear that according to Rav Chida, in Moreh Ba'etzpa, Ot Kuf Pedalet, as well as the Ben Ishchai, that clearly say that even if there's only Anan Dak, a fine cloud, one should not make the Birkat HaLebana. Even very, very, very thin clouds, as Chacham Ben Zion holds as well, that means according to Chacham Ben Zion, the moon has to be totally clear. V'im omed b'yom aharon, it's the last night, tov shiyomar ha-nosach b'shemu malchut ma-gemara b'masichet Sanhedrin. In that case over there, it's on the last night, and you have a very, very thin cloud. So to get around the issue, you should read the beracha but from the Gemara. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a has the text. There is an opinion of the Abetz that when you're reading the Gemara, you're allowed to read the name of Hashem. So you can actually say, Hashem Ma'aro Barah Shakim, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mechadesh Chodashim. Because you're reading it from the Gemara, so at least you get around the problem. So that's what he brings down in the Nil Tzion over there, that you can rely on that opinion. Furthermore, it should be noted that one should look at the moon before he makes the beracha. However, during the beracha, one does not look at the moon. Finished. It means you're looking in the Sidur right before you're about to say Baruch, you turn up to the moon, you see it clearly, and then you go back down. The question is, which is a big question, let's say the cloud is coming. You see the cloud coming, you could start Birkat HaLebana, but by the time you finish Birkat HaLebana, the cloud is going to be covering the moon already. Does the moon have to be clear the whole Beracha? That's basically the question. So the poskim say, and Chacham Ben Zion holds it like this, that as long as you can catch the beginning of the beracha, when it's clear, even though it's going to get cloudy in the middle, you're okay. Now those that argue on Chacham Ben Zion, but the maaseh is what to rely on, or the Zion chelek gimel perek dalid or gimel, it comes out that it is indeed mutar.